welcome back to another episode of the Truth and Transparency Podcast with your host, Brother X, and the culture scientist got stuck at a funnel cake convention in 2022, so she'll be back next week. But here on the Truth and Transparency Podcast, we talk openly and honestly about everything in between, why people can't get right in 2023. Happy New Year to those, all the good things. Love you guys. Insert air horns, maybe. We got a little bit of a budget this year. It's kind of like our flex card. It resets every year. So we're very grateful for all the supporters. Thank you for all those who have reached out to us. I'll get into more of my spiel when we have our mental health check a little bit later in the episode. But welcome back, guys. Welcome to the first episode of 2023. Before we go any further, you know I got to introduce our guest. You know her. You love her. She was Little Red Riding Hood in her past life. Queen C, introduce yourself.
You gonna leave me in my red shirt alone. I am not a Delta, but I'm wearing red right now, unfortunately. Anyway, it's your girl Queen C back again. 61 and a half inches of fluff and fun. Happy New Year. Happy holiday. I don't want to hear about it no more until November. I thank you.
Ah, fair enough. And you know him, you love him. He is an old school painting connoisseur. He got three Kappa shimmy in the background and a line for Mama's Biscuits. He got an old school boombox in his background right now. Mr. Smith, introduce yourself.
One, you are not about to have fraternities coming from my neck when I'm a goddamn or GDI. That's number one. They ain't no kid. These are three black women, I guess, doing an arrhythmic dance. I don't know what the hell's going on with this painting, but it ain't that.
Oh, so they were strong.
We'll go with that. Two, I mean, but it's a boombox, though. Like, that's a classic. It's like a Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
Could you fit it in your pocket?
No. Remember, you got to have, like, the extra big pockets of the hoodies in order to put the CD player in so that way you can fit it. Otherwise, you just got to carry it around.
Yeah, them denim jackets didn't stand a chance.
Exactly. And then three, it's your favorite fed, Mr. Smith, also known as the Soundbite Poppy, also known as Mr.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
And I want to thank the listeners for the comments, the place, the subscriptions. Keep feeding us and we'll keep feeding y'all. I'm not going to say a few quick things. I'm going to say quick things because I'm not trying to lie. Number one, shout out to the Chaotic Culture Podcast for always showing us love and support, always cranking out that good content. That last episode was fucking hilarious. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Number two, RIP to the great Barbara Walters, 60 Minutes icon. Like, I mean, anytime you heard a big story, she was on it. So RIP, one of the greats. Number three, if there are people that are actually Avatar the Last Airbender out this bitch in real life, please let me know. Because this lady had a Waffle House in Texas catching a fucking chair with one hand like it was nothing. Dog. Whoever you are, white lady, I think her name was like Haley or something like that. Ma'am, teach me the ways to bend water and air and fire so that I can be you.
Hold on real quick. There is a legend that she is right now scrambling eggs with her hands right now on the way to being a restaurant manager.
Ah.
And I can neither confirm nor deny this.
So the question is she taking one hand and scrambling the eggs and the other hand is bending the fire so that way she can scramble it to the perfection of cheese and egg ratio?
I mean, how do you think she's able to flip the bacon with her hands?
Wow. I'm not dealing this with you.
I mean, I figured she was a metal bender by the way she caught that chair.
Well, listen.
Oh, Bayfong got wrong. This bitch.
You're not listen. Wrong.
Number four, Derek Jackson announcing he and his wife have filed for divorce after she was talking some reckless shit. I'm just kind of curious as to, like, what did you think was going to happen outside of that cringy ass video of you squeezing the hell out of her hand, talking about some, I made some mistakes, but she, you know, forgave me with that slave ass bonnet on her head. You know, it's a lot of things going on. So, but at the end of the day, he's probably going to have someone pregnant by the end of this year. I'm calling it right now.
Or he does.
Oh, well, bow. And then lastly, Kevin McCarthy. How many times can you fail on a speaker vote? Like, bruh, the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. Number five, what is the count? One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 15 times. Like, that's what it felt like until you finally got your way. And I'm just like, this again, white people, really? This what we doing? But that's neither here nor there. Back to you, Brother X.
Oh man, the nerdacity of white people, dog. You like the dudes that be up in IG models DMs replying to yourselves. That's the way that my man was responding, and just so happened to win this time. Quincy, you had something real quick.
Yeah, I feel like he is basically the owl off the Tootsie Pop commercial. It's just like the work. How many votes does it take to be Speaker of the House? The world may never know. Like,
you're right, dog. It's crazy, man. I know we miss a lot of things. A lot of stuff been going on. Mrs. Smith, you know we got to go ahead and get into it. Got to check on the mentals real quick. So, I mean, doing a mental health check-in. We're going to start with our first guest. Quincy, how you doing right now?
I'm doing pretty well, actually, which is, you know, rare for me, but it's good. The only thing I would say is, listeners, please heed my warning. If you are our praying person, please be very specific in your prayers. So I prayed the other day that I would hit the lottery, and I won $4. So I should have been shut up. I should have been specific and said I wanted to win the jackpot, because God does answer prayers, but $4 ain't it.
Now, he was like, here you go, my child. You got a 4 for 4.
Nah, I couldn't even get the 4 for 4. I got an online account with VA Lottery. They added it right to my online balance.
That is too funny. Oh, my goodness. That is too funny. Mr. Smith, how are you doing, man? How are you mentors?
After that was hilarious. For me, I'm like kind of all over the place. I mean, when we last talked, you know, I was planning a ugly sweater Christmas party, which was definitely a success. It felt good to really host and have like a good gathering of folks, really come in, fellowship. Party was an expensive one, though. I will say it was a little more expensive than I was anticipating. So, you know, trying to recover off that. But I need folks to communicate better in 2023. If you say you coming, and if you don't come, can you at least tell the person that at least the day of, hey, something came up, whatever? Because, you know, those people had bought food and drinks and entertainment and things for a specific amount of number of people. And now their count's messed up when you just all of a sudden just decide, oh, I'm not going to show up and I'm not going to communicate with you. But, you know, still a little salty about that, but we're going to let that go. And then, of course, at Christmas time, I don't know what it was. It wasn't COVID, but the flu knocked your boy out. Like, I just was, you know, sweating one day, and then I don't know. It was so much going on, and to the point where I almost couldn't even see my parents for Christmas. But luckily, you know, I got it under control. Was able to see my family, which was great. New Year's was really chill to lay back, and so, you know, this first half of the year, I'm really focusing on, you know, my health and finances, trying to really get things going. I mean, I've been working out like kind of daily, or at least every other day, trying to get back to my goals and really set forth not a portfolio, but I would say set forth a standing or a level that I can set a foundation for the rest of the year based on the work that I'm doing in the beginning of 2023. So that's where I'm at right now.
That's real. Well, listeners, if you've been paying attention to our social media posts or listen to our recap episode, my mental's been in a very interesting place, to say the least. I can laugh through the pain, but for those who did not catch that episode, please go check out that episode and run up the numbers. But since we last talked, I've been going through quite a bit, man. Pastor P, my father, he transitioned probably about a week before Christmas. We just had the celebration of life. For those who were able to come, thank you. And those of our listeners who supported and was supportive of both myself, the culture scientists, my family, anybody that was in our media circle dealing with things, just thank you. I can't say that I'm great or I'm good, but I've been telling people I'm either maintaining some some moments are lighter than others, but like my father always said, I got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. So I just take every moment as it is and I just kind of go from there. But if I can say anything, first and foremost, on the health tip, men, I need y'all to hear me on this. Please, 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 please. When you become of age or if you have a family history of it, please get tested for prostate cancer. Don't let the stigma or whatever cultural like norms tell you that why would you do that and your fear of trying to have someone poking around there. Just legitimately get tested. And if you do have it, please, please, please seek quick and timely treatment. Not getting into too much information, but it's one of those things that my father dealt with it twice. And by the time he was ready to transition, he had reached stage 4. And it's not necessarily that it was something that he didn't do or that my family didn't do, but let's just say I wouldn't wish how I saw my father in some of his last earthly moments. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So please get checked out. Please get tested. And on a more lighter note, you got make sure you have a good team and a good circle around you. Shout out to Mr. Smith and to everyone who has sent me text messages, phone calls. I felt like a light skin, aka the way people were blowing up my phone. Hey, I told you, I got laughter to pay, man. But honestly, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for those who were able to make it to that in the repass. And if you follow me on Facebook, or I may even post it on social media on our page, you'll be able to see the tribute that myself and the culture scientists put together for my father. Just a little piece of everything, but I'm doing okay. Like I said, through the power of therapy, family, and support system, I'm managing. So just know I'm managing. And shout out, I forget the brother's name. I'll have to put it in post maybe. Shout out to the brother who remind me that sometimes I'm just reloading. But with that being said, Mr. Smith, for the first time of 2023, play the uncopyrighted music.
Okay, there's so much to catch up on, so I'm gonna talk like a pastor. I ain't gonna keep you long. I'm just gonna take a little bit of time as I can. So actually, as of the time of this recording, this just came out today that tennis star Naomi Osaka is pregnant with her first child. She mentioned that taking some time away from the sport, she was able to refocus and really get her mental health together. And apparently, I'm sorry, I would be ignorant on this one, be getting her cheeks clapped. So now she's getting ready to have a child. And, you know, I'm actually proud of her. I mean, you know, she's made a good amount of money already. She's already going the Serena route. And she's going to bring a baby in and then start kicking ass in 2024. Go ahead, brother.
So she did what she did best was serve up cheeks.
Excuse me, sir. In the tennis world, we call that an ace.
Ah, you sure it's not a drop shot?
It's a lob.
Ah, it was inside the lines?
It was inside the thighs, apparently.
Look what he did.
I hate both of you right now. To the WNBA. BG is finally free. I know this has happened a while back, but we have to talk about it. We kept bringing it up. Brittany Griner was finally freed from Russia after doing a prisoner swap with the... I'm not even going to give that man his title, but it's just crazy that it took a prisoner swap with the man known for death for a basketball player. That still doesn't make any sense to me. But you know what? At this point, she's back home. She gets to be with her wife. I ain't tripping. Go ahead, Queen C.
As the resident political scientist here, it makes sense to me why they traded for that person. He's not going to make it to June. He is a traitor. What he did is considered treason in the country of Russia. You're going to wind up like some of those CIA agents a few years ago, just in a hotel room. Nobody knows what happened. Back to you, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith, cue the We'll Be Right Back music.
Okay. Going on to boxing, Baltimore native Gervonta Tate Davis went up against Hector Luis Garcia. And listeners, Tate beat the brakes off that boy. I didn't see some body shots. Even I was like, I felt that. And I'm sitting in another area and I'm watching it just out to the point where the dude didn't even come out. I can't remember if it was the eighth or ninth round. He didn't even get up from his seat. He was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. You know what? Go ahead and clock out. I'm gonna head out. I'm done with this. So that sets up now that should set up a super fight, hopefully. Between him and I'm trying to remember the name of the I think it's Ryan Garcia, I believe is what it was. Yeah, that should be setting up a super fight for that. And hopefully, if not by this year, then by next year. College football happened while we were gone, and in the college football playoffs, TCU smacked the shit out of Michigan in the playoff game. And went on to face Georgia, who went into a crazy nail biter against Ohio State. But listeners, that's where it ends, because Georgia dog walked, and I mean like DAWG dog walked the brakes off of TCU. They ended up winning 65-7. 65. Listeners, that's a score in a college football game in like week one, week three, week four. Not the championship game. It's to the point where at halftime, you're like, so, you know what, I'm going to take it, you know, shout out to Brother X and Queen C, we all at Hampton. It kind of felt like that game against either Howard or Norfolk State. And, you know, this, of course, I'm going to date myself. This is back when the football team was actually good. The game is, we're up like 28-7, and all of us are going, so which y'all went to the Legion tonight? Like, that's at halftime. We're all trying to figure out what we're going to do at the party. Like, that's how bad Georgia beat the brakes off of TCU. And shout out to the QB for securing his second national championship in college at age 25. It's interesting, but I mean, I understand his whole journey, but it's still weird just to say a 25-year-old won a college football championship, but teach his own. To the NBA, LeBron is on pace to break the career points set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At one point, he was dropping back-to-back 40-point games at age 38. Now, listeners, I understand that some of y'all are definitely around, I'm going to say my age, because apparently I'm old as shit, according to Brother X.
Oh.
But for someone to be able to do that at age 38 against people whose average age on the team is about 24, 25, 26 years old, that is like amazing shit. And that lets you know, like, he took care of his body and did the right things. This man's playing 39 minutes a game. But in saying that, the head coach of the Lakers said one of the most pause-worthy moments in a telecast. He said, when one of the news reporters was saying, you know, is there load management for LeBron? I mean, he's 38, he's playing almost 40 minutes a game. And listeners, for the record, there's 48 minutes in the game. So this man is playing, you know, 90%, 90-something percent of the game. Coach Darvin Ham said, I just want to ride him. And he allows you to do that because he takes such great care of himself. So it's a luxury, it's a great luxury to have. Sir. You could. I know what you were trying to say. You could have worded that better. You could, sir. as my prediction was at the beginning of the year, Anthony Davis is still made of glass because the man has been injured what, three times in the same season, and this one he's out for a whole month. But he's like, oh, my goal is to play all 82 games. I'm gonna show him. No, you're not. No, you're not. you know, it's okay. You try it. Go sit down. You're not.
Anthony Davis graduated from the Derrick Rose School of Injury.
Hey, there will be no Derrick Rose slander on this podcast.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Elbows and paper mache skin.
Just he said Derrick Rose.
Why is Derrick Rose catching strays?
Because he couldn't catch the ball because he was always hurt. So he got to catch these strays.
I'm gonna move on because okay. Donovan Mitchell ended up dropping 71 points in one basketball game against the Chicago Bulls, which is impressive considering most of the folks that we hear about when they drop like 50 or 60 points, but you never hear people like 70 or 80. Like the two that we always think about is Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point game and Kobe Bryant's 81 point game. But Donovan Mitchell dropping that is up there with like David Robinson, who had one of the craziest triple doubles at the end of the season to get the scoring title back in like 94, I think is what it was, 95. Could remember, I was like 7. But yeah, so that's definitely an impressive thing to have. I'm glad that he's catching his rhythm with the Cavs, and you know the Cavs really look good this year, man. I'm actually impressed by them. So we'll see what happens.
It's almost like a certain person might go back to Cleveland again.
No, he's not. He's gonna stay with the Lakers and finish it off, unless his son gets drafted there, and then he might go back. To the NFL, and of course we have to bring this up. The Bills, DeMar Hamlin, I believe he was a safety. Had one of the scariest moments in the NFL, which literally, like, I'm talking about stop time for a lot of people. If you haven't heard, which I'm sure you have, because every news place has been talking about it, every social media talked about it. But if you haven't heard, I would say about midway to maybe three quarters of the way through the first quarter, a wide receiver by Cincinnati, T. Higgins, caught the ball and tried to run through a tackle. DeMar Hamlin to break the tackle with about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. DeMar tackled him, and DeMar got up. He took two steps and just collapsed. And he had to be administered CPR for about several minutes to get his heart going again before being transported in ambulance to the Cincinnati hospital. He had to be intubated, it was so bad that the game was postponed. Like, people didn't want to come out. Players were crying. Now, the NFL, y'all some assholes, because how are you going to say, all right, start warming up 5 minutes? Like, look at, someone almost died on the football field. And you mean to tell me you want them to just, you know what? He going to live. Go ahead and start throwing passes again. Go dance, boy. Dance. Like, that's what it felt like just then, right? And that goes into Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless. And I'm not going to take long on that because it's already been hashed. But Skip, I know what you were trying to say. But it was horrible timing and poorly worded. And the fact that you will not let Shannon Sharpe do his monologues without interrupting him, I try to back you up, and I can't do it because you ass. Speaking of assholes, Jerry Edmond, who is a Patriots fan who attended his first game when the Patriots went against the Raiders, was verbally assaulted by a racist Karen. I don't know what her name is, but I think the Raiders had gotten like an interception or whatever in the game. And this woman is like berating this man. Now, listeners, the woman was white. The dude was like, he looked young. He probably was like 20, in his early 20s. Black dude with locks, whatever. And like, she's all up in his face. And this man, you could tell he was trained by his parents or has a good village, because they said, you know, don't give him the energy back. Just, it's okay. I want you to come home alive. And he stood there. He took it. Like, I don't know who the guy was that was next to the lady. I don't know if that was her husband or a friend. He tried to hug her to, like, try to calm her down. And she's still getting into his face. Well, Robert Kraft saw that and was like, you know what? I'm going to invite you to be a guest at our next game, and you're going to sit in the booth with me, and you're going to go down on the field for pregame warmups. I don't say a lot about the Patriots because I still dislike them, even though I know Queen C is a fan, and I understand that, and we can respectfully disagree.
Fuck the Patriots.
Wow. How are we going to go there?
Super Bowl.
You still mad? You still mad?
I'm going to stay mad. I'm going to be forever mad. Yes.
Okay.
She nets Tom Brady. All right. I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. Go ahead.
I mean, but y'all just didn't play well that game. It ain't had nothing to do with Tom.
Ma'am, don't do that.
So anywho,
don't tell the truth. Okay.
No.
Anywho,
shame the devil.
Okay. Let's bring it down, people. Amen. Praise God. Praise Jesus. All right. I don't say a lot about the Patriots, but I will say that was a very good move by the ownership. And I'm glad that this man got to have an actual good experience. Speaking of Tom Brady, what the hell happened in week 17? Like, dog, did you turn into a shell of yourself like from 04, 05? Because damn, you went to Mike Evans and like murdered. I ain't never seen Mike Evans have 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in a game. That shit was crazy. To my Ravens. I'm gonna start with the with what's everyone's been talking about, which is the contract extension, the contract situation with Lamar Jackson's injury. Me personally, I don't think that he's holding out. I think that the injury that they told us is not what he's dealing with. I feel like it's the same thing as it was last year, and it's worse. Last year, they said, it's just a high ankle sprain. He'll be out in a couple of weeks, whatever. And then at the end of the year, they were like, we're sorry. We meant to say bone bruise. This year is a PCL sprain. Usually they say a PCL sprain can go from 1 to 3 weeks. We're going on week 5, or week 6. This man hadn't even touched the practice field. And I, to be honest, I don't see him playing the rest of this year. Even if we get past the Bengals, I don't see it. So, and at this point, I just really would wish that they would stop bullshitting us and just tell us straight up. Is he out for the season, or is he out for like the rest of the season? Like, just be upfront with us. Stop giving us this bullshit about, he could be back in 2 to 3 weeks. No, he's not. And to that point, Lamar, this is exactly why we said you probably should have signed that contract before you took the snap on week 1, because we said if you get injured, you kind of lost kind of your bargaining chip for $230 million fully guaranteed. The Cleveland Browns are idiots. They decided to wreck their entire shit for Deshaun Watson. And we kind of saw how that looked this year, even though, granted, to his credit, he didn't really have a lot of time. But Lamar, like, you haven't played a full season in 2 seasons. So it's kind of hard to defend you on that. But I hope that everything will go well and he will take the, if they can give him the same offer they gave him at the end of the preseason, I think they'll be fine. Roquan Smith, who we got in a trade from the Chicago Bears, got a $100 million extension with $45 million guaranteed. And he earned every single cent of that goddamn extension, because that nigga's been playing lights out. He is literally Ray Lewis 2.0. And before y'all say it, I'm going to beat you to it, minus the murder charge, because I know you motherfuckers. And I'm not, no. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm going to beat y'all to it. No. But go ahead, Brother X.
Yet.
You mean beat us to it the way Ray Rice beat? Never mind.
Yet.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right.
Listeners, y'all not seeing this, but that's all I'm going to say to y'all right now. All right. So the last couple pieces, Derek Carr, who got his receiver in the offseason in Devontae Adams, has been bullshit this year to the point where they benched him for the rest of the season and brought in a backup called Jarrett Stidham. Jarrett Stidham went stupid in his first game and lit up the other team. Like, he went to Devontae Adams. He had crisp passes on it. Now, granted, they still lost, but it's to the point where I don't see Derek Carr being a Raider probably after this season. I'm gonna say this now, listeners, just watch this. I'm gonna make a bold prediction. I don't think it's gonna work, but I'm gonna make a bold prediction. There will be a trade. Derek Carr for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders and comes and returns back with his wide receiver. And Derek Carr goes to the Packers, in which they don't have to worry about paying him all that money. You heard it here first. And then finally, HBCU news. One of the greatest safeties of all time, Ed Reed, who played for my Ravens, agreed to become a head coach. He agreed to become a head coach of one of the greatest HBCUs. I couldn't even say that without laughing. That's funny. I believe, and I'm looking it up just to be sure, but I believe it is Bethune-Cookman, aka one of the biggest bands I've ever seen in history. So props. I hope that other people that have that commanding, you know, verbiage in the locker room, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Deion Sanders, can come back to HBCUs and actually continue on with Deion started so that we can rise up to power. But outside of that, if you have any other NFL news, check out my boy Red Wolf on YouTube. His links will be in the description below.
Play the other music. Now that I'm back from getting some wings from the Georgia tailgate, let's go ahead and get into this next part, which is, well, it's not the culture scientist because she's not here, but Mrs. Smith, you said you got something for us this week?
Yes. So listeners, if you're able to get on Peacock, I highly, highly suggest you watch The Best Man, The Final Chapters. When I tell you, they did an amazing job of not only wrapping up the storylines of a lot of the characters, but also bringing it into the current day with how things work, as opposed to what we, the last time that we saw the movie, which was The Best Man Holiday. I'm telling you, I think me and Teacher Bay probably binge watched that thing within like 2 days. It was that good. And it kept you to the point where you felt so many different emotions and feelings, whether it was Harper or Shelby or Lance. My nigga Lance was funny. I'm sorry. First episode, that nigga was a hoe. I'm just calling it right now.
Yes.
This man was dicking down everything. But I highly suggest that you guys watch The Best Man, The Final Chapters on Peacock.
Do it.
And I'm sorry, what was that on again?
That is on Peacock.
Ah, respect. Or your local hood store. So let's go ahead and get in this week. Listeners, you know, we'll get back to the topics next week. But this week, you know, we got a lot of stuff. We got to catch up on. We had to catch up on the sports. But, you know, we got to talk about the social media and the streets. They've been calling our name, like Trey Songz when he had the braids coming out the do-rag. Talking about we don't want to leave. But yeah, so first and foremost, we have the curious case of, I believe, what did his mama call him, Mrs. Smith?
His mama called him Daystar Peterson.
So listeners, for those of you who have been under a rock or been under this man's two-piece, Tory Lanez was found guilty on all three counts by a Los Angeles jury in connection with the 2020 shooting of Meg Thee Stallion. He was convicted of assault with a semi-automatic handgun, carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Woo! Thank the Lord I said it right the first time. All right. He faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison. So there's a lot of different ways we could go with this story. But first and foremost, who gave you the right, the audacity, to name your child Daystar?
I have an answer.
Sunstar.
Yes, exactly. The fuck?
I don't even know where to begin. Does anybody want to take this one? Because Daystar got me stressed, man.
I think I could start off with this. I think I'm more just tripping off the fact that within the whole situation, listeners, you had a woman, Meg Thee Stallion, who literally was shot in her foot. Had bullet fragments in her foot. Went to the hospital and was confirmed to have said bullet fragment in the foot. Said that she was shot didn't want to press charges, didn't want to do anything to protect this man. This man then goes on and starts trying to bash her on social media to then when she's like, all right, you want to go there? I got nothing to worry about. We're going to take this to court. Says he does, he did all this, and oh, I'm innocent, all this extra stuff. And then, nigga, we knew you were guilty. And you're going to then say, I'm going to leave this here one more time. Watch how ages. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. You sit and watch now. And don't ever question the God I serve again. This is my last tweet. Well, of course, it's your last tweet, nigga, because you got found guilty. You did it. You shot her.
Boy.
like,
you pass.
Like, you know, and I don't want to take the joke that Queen C says. I'm going to let her have that one. But I'm just more like you. You did it. And two other things. One, what does her sexual history have to do with the case? What does the fact that she slept with Tory Lanez and other people have to do with her getting shot? I'm sorry. I was gonna say objection relevance. Just saying. And number two, Kelsey, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You know, like that.
That bitch.
If I say you as a friend, you really ain't shit. But overall, I need people to understand there are people that were still saying, oh, this nigga didn't do it after he got found guilty. But shout out to TMZ, which is rare that I'm actually going to say this to them because I still will not forgive them for the Kobe Bryant news, but it's a whole other conversation for another day.
Exactly.
They released the audio of the call from the hospital the night that Meg Thee Stallion was shot. Where this man deliberately that he did it. And that was played in court. So, what? And then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, maybe he did do it. Do you think he did it? I feel like Dora the Explorer in that one. Where are we looking? Yes, guys, we're looking at the phone log. Can you say guilty? Guilty, like the fuck. So yeah, I hope this nigga rot. I hope Meg collects all her coins, and if she gets a chance to get Kelsey behind closed doors, I hope she beats the brakes off that girl. That is all.
My question is, what's gonna break first, his hairline or his you know what?
Oh, his you know what? But they're gonna break his hairline, gripping his head while breaking the you know what?
I'm gonna say the hairline. I'm gonna say the hairline because you can't take accessories into prison with you.
Boy, him and Robert Kelly gonna have a time up in there. They're gonna drop a mean mixtape.
It's gonna be called "They Got Me Out of the Closet, Closet, Closet."
But honestly, man, I think part of it is just one, believe Black women. Let's continue to say that. 2023 and beyond, like, please understand there should never be qualifications to someone receiving their due justice. I don't care if it is a Black man who's getting shot by the police, but he had drugs in his system, or he had less than an ounce of weed in his possession. You have to give people, if you want to be what you say you are, America, you have to give people their just due. And you can't just do that. Like, a Black woman shouldn't be trying to protect a Black man that shot her because she has fear of whatever other reason. Queen C, you got thoughts?
Oh, I always got thoughts, but Tory Lanez got classic Napoleon syndrome, is what it is. See, being a short woman, that's one thing. I'm all right. But shorter men, they, yeah. If they're not confident within themselves, which Tory Lanez clearly isn't, they go a little overboard. But I could definitely see, based off his father's reaction after the verdict, where he got it from. Both y'all look like some dumbasses. Daystar outside talking about fuck Rockefeller, fuck Jay-Z. Is Jay-Z fault? Jay-Z didn't shoot Meg, your son did. What the fuck are you talking about? Stepmom in there passing out. What are we doing? Your son is a reckless asshole and he got what he deserved. Deal with it. Like Meg had to deal with the bullet fragments in her foot. Fucking deal with it.
But shout out to Meg for being able to still twerk with all that shit in her foot. We ain't gonna forget about that though.
And to that point, like, understand people that all the stuff that you put on social media and still believing, thinking that she's lying. Like, you're talking about a woman that lost her mom, lost her grandma, got shot. And people are like, oh no, you lying. You're trying to take black men down. When the fuck, when are we ever doing that? And to that point, I will say this, and shout out to the Chaotic Culture Podcast for bringing this up. Drake, we understand what double entendres are, but that line in Circle Loco,
that was
shut up.
Bullshit.
That was some dumb bullshit. She takes shots to she feel like a stop. Come on, fam. I understand what you were trying to say, but your ghostwriter could have worded that a lot better. There could have been so many other things you could have pulled. I can't
Drake
think of
a
right
whole nother topic for another day, because that clown ass nigga got issues as well.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. The case of Aubrey. We'll talk about him.
Aubrey Drake Graham, wheelchair Jimmy.
So
we're gonna talk.
But overall, just understand I would continue to pray for Meg, because that couldn't have been easy for you to deal with all of that at the same time. And a shout out to whoever your village is for keeping you comforted. Hopefully they're doing the right thing and, you know, you're still able to go out and secure the bag all 2023.
Yeah, and all those blog posts and all that stuff, y'all about to get the Cardi B treatment. Y'all about to get sued the fuck up.
Oh, I forgot y'all about that. Shot.
Yeah. Screenshots don't go away. I don't care if you took the article or the tweet down. Y'all fake news reporters, y'all court reporters that ain't even been in the court. Yeah, y'all about to get sued the fuck up.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was funny as hell, where you just be like, I got leaked. I think I have a source inside. He gonna be found not guilty. And the next day, found guilty on all three charges. Like, well, so let's go ahead and take that down. Before you do that,
No.
I think it's time to buy a plane ticket to Africa like the bitch Cardi sued.
I'm about to say, let me see you in the back real quick. Can you explain what you said here, here, and here? Uh-huh, I'm fired. Uh-huh, I'm about to be sued. Uh-huh. Want me to go ahead and clock out? Mm-hmm, all right. So, I don't even know if there's really a segue to this. From one bombshell to another, Mr. Smith, pull up the next story. So, there's no other way to describe this, but an 88-year-old Frenchman presented a, I'm not even going to attempt to say that, A&E World War I bullet yesterday. At the time of him posting it was yesterday, had a World War I shell removed from his arse. For our listeners, that's your ass, your anus, your booty hole, as some people would like to say. Bomb disposal were called to make it safe, and the hospital was evacuated. I wish this was a joke. Listeners, I don't think you understand. I don't even think the redheaded assassin, Kelsey, matter of fact, let me not speak on it, because he might, you know what? We're not even going to go there. So, Mrs. Smith, can you read the next part, please?
I got you. So, an 88-year-old Frenchman arrived at a hospital with a first World War I shell stuck in his anus, which led to the evacuation of facility's patients. On December 20th of 2022, a Reddit post was created with the title, 88-year-old Frenchman evacuated a whole hospital because he had a World War shell stuck in his booty hole. Basically, I don't know what the guy's name is, but he was unidentified. He checked in at St. Moose Hospital emergency room in Toulon. Toulon is located on the southern coast of France near Marseille, which that actually checks out the fact that it's World War I. The elderly man informed staff that a military shell was stuck in his butt. Now, first thing, how did the shell get in your butt? That's all I'm going to say, but I'm leaving it alone. He attempted to reassure them that the shell was not dangerous, saying that it had been demilitarized. Still, specialists were called in to judge the potential for the device to explode. They were referred to in the reporting as a demining unit. Hospital management organized a partial evacuation over to the main hall, and intensive care patients, which were situated on the floor above the emergency room, were moved to a tent outside. Meanwhile, gynecology and maternity services functioned almost normally. In the end, which it still pains me to, I'm cringing as I'm reading this, the object up the elderly man's ass, I'm gonna call it what it is, was found to be a collector's shell, which indicated it posed no danger of exploding. Doctors and nurses removed the shell with surgery, retrieving it through the patient's abdomen. Now, listeners, if you don't understand what that means the shell went up the dude's ass and came out his ass, his stomach. Like, this man got a C-section for a World War I shell. Like, what in the hell? A witness told Nice Matin that it measured about 5 or 6 centimeters in diameter by 20 centimeters long, or around 2 inches around by 8 inches in length. Damn! There was a joke there, but I'm going to let that one go.
How about Somewhere in the distance, Kelsey heard the joke.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Kelsey didn't pick his ear up. It was just like, wait a minute.
I feel like I mean, it's a good size.
Yeah. So, thank you. Thank you for
Quincy,
saying
that. What do you mean by that? Quincy, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
You made
8 inches.
You made me explain constipate last season. I need
you
to
never,
what you mean.
Never explained constipate.
I explained exactly you what I meant.
You never explained constipate.
You are diverting.
You still don't know what constipate means.
What you mean is a good size.
Eight inches is a good size.
Well,
I be doing growth shit. 8 inches is a good size.
Hey, she's being truthful and transparent. I mean, you can't knock her for it.
And speaking of consummate, this 88-year-old man consummated with this World War I shell.
Dog. What was a mass ass destruction is what he tried to do.
I mean, the question I just have to ask myself is, or ask yourself is, why?
Hold on.
Why?
Mr. Smith, as my keen eye is telling me right now, does that look like a dookie stain on it right there?
It is. It most definitely is.
No, that shit looked like it was running.
Nope. I'm going to look over here. Yeah. Nice.
It is strange that it is perfectly penile shaped.
We just gonna move on. We just gonna move on. Nope.
Still ain't got no poop in 2023.
And it's about to get much worse.
I ain't had coops since 2008. What you talking about?
Well, I'm
15 years strong in this bitch. No coops.
Speaking of people without coops, you know we had to get our first Florida story of 2023. It happened back in 2022, but Mr. Smith, play the audio.
Good evening, council peoples. You may call me mistress. I am here standing neutral to the motion approving an agreement for the proprietary purchase of yard waste processing and disposal. I do, however, find it interesting that you will spend almost $1 million to hide your secrets down the drain. Hiding that condom I know you used to cheat on your spouse with. So, I propose that you use a quarter of that mill to support doms and subs in Broward County, to build a dungeon created for us by us, the taxpayers and voting citizens. In closing, do not let this glamorous look distract you from doing your duty to take my demand. I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you at the new esteemed dungeon. You are dismissed.
Okay, thank you.
So this is what we're doing now? Really, this is the type of energy we are in Florida? Already? Listeners, for those who don't know, can you pull up the title, scroll up a little bit? So yes, a Florida mistress demands taxpayers funded BDSM dungeon during a city council meeting. So if you didn't ascertain from that already, yes, they came in full regalia, looking like the S&M version of Daft Punk.
They
look like Lady Gaga meets the Mandalorian.
Look like they got that hefty bag on their body.
Oh no. I unsee it now. Damn you, Queasy.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, why the fuck do they look like the Mandalorian?
Dog, listeners, y'all understand, they walking with full confidence. Like, they just knew. They just knew they were about to get the funding for this dungeon. We might have to do research or put Kelsey on the case to find out whether or not this actually happened or not. But that's the story for another day.
I'm just mad she tried to FUBU the government. She said, for us, by us. Bitch, do you work for the government? We don't know because you can't see her face.
My question is, I got a question. Would you rock a BDSM FUBU?
No. It depends on what it looked like.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what? What?
Say what?
Oh, we see what you be into.
In the words of Taz.
Mrs. Smith, you know what to do. First one of 2023.
Go ahead, Queasy.
In the words of Taz creates, what you be doing?
Exactly.
Hey, I mean, some cucumbers like to taste better pickle, huh? What?
What?
But
why?
What?
Wait.
We not gonna keep going like you just did. Try to slide that in there, pun intended.
I don't think you can slide anything in on these people, man. It looks airtight.
Yeah.
I see a bubble.
I don't know if that's a bubble.
I think that's a bee sting. But so I like you guys said, it's just the fact that they are fully confident in their BDSM, as they should be, because you know, those that are into that really usually do have some of the best confidence. But my question, like you just said, my question is, I wonder if the girl, the lady that was talking, if she actually did work for the government and you know, just had to have that on set where she could block her face. But more so, I wonder what the people that were in the crowd were thinking, because it's just like, I'm sure they're watching like, this is really happening, right? Like, this, I'm not like I'm
honestly
not getting
they don't look phased, but this
like,
is
they
Florida.
Really don't. It's like, this is probably not the first time she's shown up.
Yeah.
But how much you want to bet old white dude's gonna show up out of her dungeon later?
I mean, listen. But I will say, to that point, speaking of government officials that decide to take things to another level, this lady allegedly drops off 50 pounds of human shit to a police station.
Who gave you the right, the permission, the audacity?
If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Whoa. Wait,
yes, it was a lot of shit to unpack. Yes.
So she just handed her shit to the police.
More of a drop off.
What the fuck are you doing to save up 50 pounds of human feces?
Eating that Chipotle.
I knew you were getting ready to say that.
All right, so the next time you think you're having a shitty day, consider the officers in Texas who had to deal with buckets of human feces being delivered to their apartment, to their department. The stinky drop-off happened on or around November 10th in Electra, Texas. That is when 46-year-old Mindy Steffens pulled up to the Electra Police Department rocking a full white hazmat suit and yellow mask. That sounds like some Florida shit, but the fact that it's Texas and Texas is not that far from Florida, I'll take it. An officer witnessed the odd visitor leaving containers outside the building and went to investigate. When he approached Stevens and asked her what she was doing, the woman very boldly stated that she was dropping off human shit before driving away from the scene. Upon further inspection, the officer discovered that the 3 5-gallon buckets were filled with human waste that weighed 50 pounds combined. The police department reached out to the city administrator, who is also a fireman, for assistance with this odd matter. Stevens also happens to be the wife of the town's assistant fire chief, according to reports. Since the Electra Volunteer Fire Department shares the same address as the police station, it is speculated this could have been the case of an angry spouse lashing out at her husband. When authorities contacted Stevens, she refused to pick up her nasty delivery, violation of the Texas Health Safety Code. She has since been released after posting a $2,000 bond. It is unclear how much dairy one needs to consume to produce 50 pounds of poop or whose booty mash it was.
Booty mash?
I'm sorry, we'll get back to the story, but who in their right mind is coming up with booty mash? That is, we have been out niggered.
I just had a really fucked up thought. She did the mash. She did the booty mash.
Nope. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this with you. Nope. Not happening. Nope.
My question is, how did they come up with this number of the amount of weight? Like, did y'all really weigh the shit?
Yeah.
Literally.
Who weighed this shit? Who cleaned this shit? Because she refused to pick the shit back up.
Probably was her because she was tired of the shit.
All right. So go ahead.
Was her husband in deep shit then?
Somebody was. They was shit out of luck.
There's gonna be so many drums this episode. It's not even funny. Okay.
Okay, but give a drum to the police department real quick because they did charge her with illegal dumping.
Yeah, that's already in there. That's hilarious. I think I'll just put it this way. How mad do you have to be to say, you know what? I'm taking 3 5-gallon buckets to the police department. Listeners, think about this. This woman drove her car to the police department with 5-gallon buckets filled with human waste. I don't want to be a smell in that car. I don't want to be anywhere near her house. None of that. How pissed off do you have to be to say, you know what? This motherfucker gonna fuck with the wrong one. I got something for his ass. And you pull up with 3 5-gallon buckets filled with shit. And you leave it and you just dip off. Now, to that credit, listeners, she's exactly who you think she is. She is definitely of the Caucasus Mountains, or in the immortal words of Teacher May, she is the wonderful people. Because, of course, we are the blessed people. And then there are the awesome people. Use the first letter in the word and you'll understand why I said it the way I did. But you could tell she's Caucasus Mountains because we would have got shot. We would have been shot. We wouldn't be able to drive off.
Like, I don't care how shitty your day is. You don't drop shit off on somebody else. You keep your shit to yourself.
You do not put your shit on other people.
I'm going to give you a hand clap, Brother X, because that was actually a really well clever delivery.
Thank you. Also, I'm back in my bullshit. Yeah.
Back in your bullshit. Bullshit. Also, how old you got to be a funky bitch? Because apparently it's 46.
Like, ma'am, like, I know your shit stink. Your shit don't flow. Like, your shit sink to the bottom. Like, you can't be eating healthy. You be eating mayo sandwiches.
She had a hazmat suit on to handle her own shit. Yeah, that's foul.
You know that boo boo stink. Talking about some unbelievable shit. The artist, Glorilla, known for her song, we won't play it because we'll get copyrighted, but she was on an interview for a podcast where I don't know the context and I really don't care because it don't matter. But apparently she says she likes for her man to arrive on her food before she eats it. Listeners, I don't think we got the audio for this, but we do. Oh, Mrs. Smith, please play the audio.
People were like, if I had to say about Glorilla in bed, she is nasty,
y'all
freaky.
Y'all be doing some nasty, like, y'all do some shit that I never heard of.
Like what?
We need the examples.
Ooh. Okay, so y'all do drink nut, right?
Yeah, everybody swallow. Okay, we just say swallow. Drink nut sound like, nasty.
Drink nut sound nasty.
She talking about like, nigga, do y'all drink nut like it's like you drink Coke? Like y'all drink cheer wine? Like what? Ma'am,
continue. But I just think about what she says. I don't drink nuts, but go ahead.
But I'm looking forward to
like Sophie. this is just so corny to me. Oh my god! boy, it's a lot.
I'm scared.
It's some weird shit, but okay. Same thing, we just got done eating, right? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
No, just tell us. You too far in now.
This is, yeah.
All right, so same thing, we just got done eating. Then we had sex right after, and some food. And I'm gonna still eat it. So if you been nothing, like none of my food, I'm gonna eat.
It's like dressing.
I like none of my fries real quick, and I'm gonna eat it.
None of my fries.
That is crazy. I've never even.
Hey, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy. Boy, ain't no 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 fucking way, boy.
Man.
That's not the secret sauce I ordered.
Man, we really got to dissect it. First, you talked about drinking nut like you got this shit in a galley jug in your refrigerator.
Vitamin water.
Like, ma'am, I need you to understand. Like, I get it. Niggas get hungry. You gonna eat in between sessions. You gonna get you a stack. Like, it's understandable. I get it. And I understand having sex afterwards. You got the energy. You back in it. But, ma'am, that is not the white sauce that you put on your burger. That ain't the doggy sauce.
It could be. It depends on if it's the size of that World War I shell. It could be the donkey.
But what really gets me was the laugh at the end when she said it. Because she knew she said some bullshit.
Yeah.
And she's just giggling. And Shawty beside her, listen, you can't see this, but Shawty beside her is like, this nasty bitch. What type of podcast am I on?
She looks so disgusted.
It's like, I've done some crazy things in my life, but god damn. Mr. Smith?
Okay.
Number one, I'm gonna make sure I say this cleanly. I am not here to kink shame. Okay. You people like what they like, they do what they do. If it's not for us, you know, if it's for you and you love it, cool. But it's the fact that she just said it so casually, like, oh yeah, like what she first thing she said, y'all drink nut, right? They was like, oh, we swallow from time to time. We don't just say drink nut, like you just said, brother. It's like, nigga, you got nuts sitting in the refrigerator, like it's just, oh, you know, let me take my daily vitamins. Like, no,
like nigga, you got Kool-Aid, that purple stuff, and you just got a gallon of nut. What?
And matter of fact, the nut is next to the Sunny Delight, so just putting that out there. Matter of fact,
damn it.
Matter of fact, call back to the other episode. Maybe old boy with the crab boil need to add her stuff to his crab boil. It might taste better.
Hey, but hey, it's right next to the
pink
sauce.
Oh. You know, why not just put Polynesian sauce on the cock ring?
Mrs. Smith, I don't know if you remember this. Like, listeners, if you OG listeners, you might not even OG listeners, you might been in the trenches. But if you ever remember going to the grocery store and seeing that combined ketchup and that and relish bottles,
yep,
I'm gonna let you do math. Put two and two together.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. But you know, like I said again, if you like it, if that's what you do behind closed doors, and you and your man are comfortable with it, I mean. You know, as I said on previous podcasts, there are people that are into polyamorous relationships. There are people that are into bisexuality. Like, we on this podcast, we do not shame anybody. And as long as you are healthy and you're mentally there and you're good, go for it. But at the same time, again, I'm just kind of laughing at everyone's reaction where it's like, say what? you like, I've heard a donkey, like brother said, I heard a donkey sauce, but that ain't a donkey sauce I was thinking of. And Marshall, like, so, I mean, do you have, like, how does this work? Is he just like, ah, ski, ski, all right, cool, here's my fries. Like, how does this work? But, again, if you getting it in and you healthy, that's on you, fam. But that laugh at the end, yeah, we that was one of them. I had to kill the silent, the killer silent noise in there. But, no, that ain't it, no. Chief. That ain't it.
Like, She a decently looking girl, and I get it. But the niggas that you be fucking with, oh, they some nasty niggas. They some nasty niggas. Queen C, go ahead.
In unrelated news, this episode is going to drop just before International Fetish Day. Don't ask me how I know.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
No. We still got time for this episode.
It was an accident. It was an accident, okay?
Oh, uh-huh. What you be looking up?
No. So it actually has to do with my job, ironically enough. So.
Oh, whoa. This is getting even better. Go ahead. Go tell.
So, International Fetish Day is January 20th. The 16th is, for this year, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So there was an email that went out department-wide, and somebody made a typo, and it said Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I was just like, I don't think that's how you spell the name. And then it made me think, well, is there an International Kink Day? Then I Googled it, and it's the same week as MLK Day.
So, yeah. Mrs. Smith, I believe we have the title of this episode. I'm ashamed.
Please,
Brother
don't.
Martin, please forgive us.
Please do not make it Martin Luther King Jr. Please, Jesus.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, no, you got to. MLK Day?
But I said, you know, that's a hell of a thing because Martin Luther King Jr. Day is always the third Monday in January, and International Fetish Day is always the third Friday. That's a hell of a week. You start with the king and you end with a king?
My question is, and Mrs. Smith, you can cut this out because it might be too ignorant. Do you think Martin Luther King had some kinks back in the day?
He was a womanizer. He probably did.
Yeah. Matter of fact, and listeners, don't kill me for saying this, but it's just random thought. He might have had the Kendrick Lamar syndrome, busting down the white bitches.
He did it for civil rights.
You out of pocket.
He did it for the ancestors. All right,
it was a civil rights
move. Yeah, cut all that shit.
Oh no, I'm not cutting that. That's staying in. That's hilarious.
I had a dream.
That one day, white women were kissing, ski, ski, on a Glorilla.
So did MLK do all of what he did, not for civil rights, but for Glorilla to be able to eat white sauce on her food?
I'm done with you. I'm not doing this with you. Nope.
So you're still going to keep it in, huh?
I keep it in, but I'm going to moonwalk my way out of this conversation. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm done.
Martin Luther King walked so Glorilla could swallow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow.
Cue the music. We'll be right back.
Well, listeners, we said we was coming back with some heat. We weren't lying.
Yeah.
I told y'all I ain't had no clue.
6 degrees of separation between Martin Luther King Day and Glorilla. Dog, that is hilarious.
Technically, it's 4 days of separation.
Wow.
Nope. So look at the nice lollipop here. You know, this is nice, good, yeah.
All right. Listeners, that's all for now, mind you. We don't have any other topic. I think we've done enough damage. We're gonna go ahead and go to church, pray, get sanctified, be back with you guys next week. But we do have a transparent moment. One, don't name your children Daystar. Two, keep things out your body that's not supposed to be there. Three, don't go to Florida commissioner meetings. Five, I skipped a number. Don't worry about it. Did I skip a number? Mm-hmm. Fuck it. All right. Keep your shit to yourself. And lastly, never look at Glorilla the same. But in all serious, man, thank you guys. We appreciate you. Keep sending us the ignorance because Lord knows we're going to get ignorant, but we're also going to be serious, man. We're going to have some really dope things. Please, please, please check out our YouTube. It's up and running now. Guests, y'all have any other thoughts or opinions before we get off of here?
Thank you guys for being patient with us. You know, we definitely miss you all, miss talking and having this fellowship, or this, as we used to call it, therapy session. And, you know, I hope that 2023 brings, I'll make sure I word this correctly, because with the, or I gotta bleep that out.
Yeah, bleep.
Queen C with the lottery thing earlier just killed me, but I hope that this year brings an abundance of financial prosperity in the cash development realm, i.e. I hope that we are all able to get a abundance amount of money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars this year, or at least be prosperous to be able to do
the things. Money.
Yes. Queen C, do you have anything?
My lottery story, one, was very true. I really did win $4. So please, people, not just lottery prayers, any prayer, be specific, give detail. You don't skimp on the detail. And then to do a complete 180, I guess now I know what makes Glorilla glow.
I'm a fault with
you. Bro.
All right, so you can always contact us at the TNTPod123 on Twitter, Truth and Transparency Pod on Instagram, the Truth and Transparency Podcast on Facebook. You can check us out on TikTok. Mr. Smith, which one is that one?
Truth and Transparency Pod.
You can check us out on YouTube at Truth and Transparency Podcast. You can always email us or share your thoughts with us at truthandtransparencypodcast123@gmail.com. For the culture scientists, for Mrs. Smith, for the very lovely Queen C, who ain't got no coups, and for all of our loving supporters and fans, they are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. I'm forever grateful. And if this podcast is no bigger than what it is right now, we are forever grateful. And in the mortal words of my father, please eat the elephant one bite at a time. We catch you guys next week. Peace.
I'm F-R-E-E-F, nigga free, and she's skeeting on her food, and she like it, edit me.
Oh.